Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you as always. And we got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. We got our good friend Reva Lezonski back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Reva and I were both at the Small Business Leadership Summit in New York City, which is where I still is. And we had a great time yesterday. That was a lot of fun. As you know, folks, for many years was the editorial leader at Entrepreneur Magazine. She's now CEO of SMB Connects and the author of Start Your Own Business, and our good friend, Reva Lezonski. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Good, always good to have you back. It's great to see you yesterday.
I know. It was so fun. I think somebody should do summits like, you know, once a quarter just so we can all get together and talk.
Well, I think you should tell Brian that and just have him take care. Take care of that. Hey, what did you take away from some of the things that happened yesterday? I asked some questions. I asked some tough questions yesterday in the panel that I had. But in the final analysis, didn't you get the feeling that the consensus in the group was that there was an awful lot to be positive about small business and our economy?
You know, I did. And I think, you know, you the basic framing of everything that you were talking about was, is capitalism dead? And I think that the resounding answer was no way. No way at all. And
right.
I think it's our job, your job, my job, and the job of a lot of other people who were there yesterday to make, you know, to make sure that stays that way, to sort of feed the patient. You know, we're sort of like the caretakers. We're there to make sure that patient, being capitalism, does survive, that the people who are trying to make this work, the people who own the businesses, are getting the information and inspiration that they need to keep going. I mean, resources, financial resources might sort of have dried up, but there's a lot of other resources that entrepreneurs can use, and I think that there's still plenty of places to get those from.
Well, you know, Reva, if you look around at the landscape of the marketplace now, there are dead soldiers everywhere.
Yes.
There are banks that are dead. There are investment houses that are 6 feet under. There are others that, if they're alive, they're mere shadows of their former self living in somebody else's body. You know, I mean, there's mayhem and carnage all over the financial sector of capitalism, the financial sector of the marketplace. And so what's left? I mean, if you think about what is left of the economy that's still intact, pretty much not that much different from what it was before. And if you think about it, that's small businesses, isn't it?
Yes.
So and I think this is kind of what you were saying, doesn't that then make us the stewards of the future of capitalism?
It does. I think when you look at it, everything is cyclical, and we know that. And so at some point, whether it's some point in 2009, some point in 2010, we're going to start to boom again, and times are going to start to boom again. But no matter, Citibank is, whatever, if they laid off 25,000 people, it's not one day going to start hiring 25,000 people. But we learned that 20 years ago. Once those big corporations shed those people, they may hire some people back, but they never hire back in the numbers that they let go. And so the big businesses, all these millions of Americans, what did somebody say yesterday, really 2.1 million jobs have been shed in the private sector, they're not coming back. And so a lot of those people are going to start a small business or going to go work for a small business. And I think that really is, so if you look at the people who are going to lead us out of this mess, it's the entrepreneurs of the nation. And you know, we have to be there to help them do that. And I think one of the things that just everyday Americans can do is when they go, and I'm not calling, like, you know, boycott the big stores, but when you go Christmas shopping or when you go buy something during the course of the year, always stop and think first, is there an entrepreneur, is there a small business owner that I can go do business with? And I think people don't think that. It's sort of automatic, and or they think they're going to get a better deal, and not, it's not necessarily true that you're going to get a big, better deal at one of the big famous stores.
One of the things that I encourage people to do is think about what your motivations are. Are you looking? What are you looking for? Are you looking for price only? If you're looking for price only, don't go to the small business because you're probably not going to get price only. But if you're looking for technical information, if you're looking for somebody who will remember your name, then if you like the Cheers treatment where, you know, everybody knows your name, if you like that kind of thing, and I think plenty of us do, then those are the kinds of things you're going to get in a small business.
Absolutely. And then on the small business owner's part, you need to sit there and think, what can I do to make myself stand out? What is the little bit of extra that I can do, might cost me a couple of pennies, that makes sure that people come back every time? You know, I live in California. I'm here in New York for Brian Summit. My sister lives way out on Long Island, and there's a store in Port Jefferson that's sort of like a gift kind of store, and they always have interesting things. So when I was out there on the weekend, I said to my sister, it's called a Gift of Faith. Let's go to a Gift of Faith. So I was there, and you see some nice things. You buy it. They say Christmas or Hanukkah. You tell them. They put it in a box. They wrap it up. They hand it to you, and it doesn't cost you any more money. That's worth it.
Exactly. And if it costs you 50 cents extra, a dollar extra, you didn't care. You got your money's worth, didn't you? Hold on to that thought, Reba. Reba Lazowski is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back until we win. We're back at 7 till on Jim Blassie's Game. Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New York City. Have a great time here visiting with our good friend Reba Lazowski, who I got to see again yesterday. That was a lot of fun. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's our knowledge base, jimsblog.biz, that's my blog, or just go to the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can find everything there. The blog's link's there, Ask Jim link is there, all that stuff. So that's all you got to remember is smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can even just type in jimblassingame.com, and that'll get you there too. Reba Lazowski is our guest, as I said. She is the author of an outstanding book, which is called Start Your Own Business. Reba, give us your website too, please.
Well, you know what? I have a website called Ask Reba. We're working on SMB Connect. But really, if people want to get current information, the best place, go to where I write for. Go to allbusiness.com or myofficelifecommunity.com or bizjournals.com, and you'll be able to, we do a lot of writing and blogging for those media outlets, so that would really be smarter to do.
Like the Chicken Man, ladies and gentlemen, he's everywhere. And so, good for you, Reva. Okay, what are some other examples that you think, what are some other ways that small business owners can be positive about what's going on? One of the things that I was thinking, you mentioned it a minute ago, folks, if you've got a really key management level person that you need to hire, the streets are full of those people coming from the big companies who are laying off.
Yes, there's a lot of good talent out there, and they want to work, and they can contribute just really tremendously to your organization. I think one of the other things, that this is the best time ever to bargain for, no matter what it is, you can bargain. There's several months ago, there was an article in the New York Times that said you can go to Best Buy and bargain, that the Best Buy Corporation has empowered the salespeople to sort of bargain on the spot. So you can bargain at the big box stores, you can bargain with your landlord, you can bargain with employees, you bargain, just try to negotiate everything. Ask, is that the best you can do? Can you cut me a break? Can you do something? Because everybody's in this situation. This is not an economic downturn for just some of the people. This has hit everybody across the board, and so everybody is trying to do their best to do some sort of business, and so they're going to be willing to make a deal with you.
You know, another thing, Reva, and those are excellent points, another thing I think we ought to do is a lot of small business owners do what we do. When things get slow, when things get tough, we start blaming ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we start thinking, you know, I can't believe I've done this. I can't believe I've let this happen. I mean, I know this because I know people like that, and I've been that way. I have said, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I, in years past, you know, in times like this in years past, and what's wrong with me? Hey, folks, cut yourself some slack.
Yeah.
If everybody else is rocking and rolling and you're not doing very okay, check your position. But I'm telling you right now, you know, I don't know whether your business model is a viable one or not, but I'm telling you, if you got a problem in your business, a whole lot of it isn't anything that you did wrong.
Exactly. I think you're exactly right. I think a lot of entrepreneurs sit there and say, well, this is me, and it was my idea, or it was my decision.
Why didn't I see this coming? Folks, people a lot smarter than you and me didn't see this coming.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's really amazing that sort of we went from 60 to zero rather than, you know, the opposite. And not a lot of people were talking about this. Not a lot of people said, hey, hold on. This is not, you know, this is maybe slow down a little. Times are getting tougher. I think that this kind of snuck up on an awful lot of people. And you know what? It never does any good, whether in business or in life, to sit there and cry over what happened or what could have been. You just have to take control and go, what can I do now?
Right.
What am I going to do to make a difference going forward? That's why you became an entrepreneur, right, is to take control.
Yeah.
And so that's what you got to do. Grab control and say, what can I do every day, whether it's a little thing or a big thing, every day to propel my business in the right direction?
And
if you look at it like that, you know, chances are you can come out on a positive side.
Right. Even though you didn't cause this, you still have to survive. And Reba, my attitude, what I've been telling my audience is, here's the small business attitude. I'm going to win by surviving.
Yes. And you know what? I think the people who are standing at the end of 2009 are going to have an awful good 2010.
It's going to be off to the races after that. Hey, Reba, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. It was great to see you yesterday.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon. Reba Lozowski,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Always fun to have her here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. One more to come after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.